Welcome to the Jeff Thomas Show. Always on time and bringing you the hottest topics today. Now, introducing the show host, Jeff Thomas.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Jeff Thomas Show. I want to welcome you to Black Men Talking Wednesdays. I hope everybody has a wonderful day. Of course, we got so much news going on today with the election. Wow. Can you just think about this? This is huge. We had the largest voter turnout in American history. 150 million people voted. And look at what's happening. We don't have a winner, a clear-cut winner right now. Joe Biden, I think, is leading by about 248 in electoral votes to Donald Trump's 213. Of course, Donald Trump, he's not going down easy. So it's going to be something to think about in the near future. And I want everybody, regardless of what happens, to accept it. You got to be able to accept defeat, and you have to be able to move on. But on this show, I'm not going to keep you all on today. I just wanted to kind of talk a little bit about the election and what's going on with it. I know this is Black Men Talking Wednesdays, but today with the way the country is going, we have so many different things happening. And, you know, when I look at this election, I mean, I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. I just have not. And, you know, if you listen to the show yesterday, I just feel like it's time. It's time for change. And I don't know, you know, this electoral college, I understand it, but, you know, there needs to be something else done. Why not just go with the popular vote? I mean, that's so much simpler, you know, but I understand that certain states aren't very well represented as far as population is concerned. And so I understand that they want to give them an opportunity to be able to have a say. And so that's why you have states like Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Florida. Those are huge states in regards to electoral college. And so it should be interesting to see how this particular political process, how it shakes out. Joe Biden, Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump came out with some stuff yesterday and they're declaring victory. They are declaring victory. And Pennsylvania is the big stronghold right now. And so far, you have 1 million votes still left in Pennsylvania that need to be counted. 1 million votes. And I think Donald Trump is leading by about 600,000 votes. And so from what I've heard from the reports from CNN and some of the other news outlets is that those votes are coming from the Philadelphia County. And we know when the Philadelphia County is the city of Philadelphia. And you recall, Donald Trump made a very disparaging remark about Philadelphia during one of the debates. He said nothing good happens in Philadelphia. Bad things happen in Philly. And so now he has to depend on Philadelphia to help him win the state of Pennsylvania. So it's going to be interesting. I can tell you right now, he's not winning the city of Philly or the Philadelphia County. That's going to be very tough. And, you know, he wants the votes and they have all these lawsuits. And these lawsuits have been going on against the state of Pennsylvania and the votes. And I guess there's a window with the votes up to 3 days in which the votes can be counted after the election. And that's what they're trying to fight against. But on the opposite end, in Arizona, he wants those votes to be counted, but he wants the votes to stop in Pennsylvania. So, you know, this is a game that they're playing right now. And I really hope that they move forward. I hope that there's no crazy transition between President Trump. If Joe Biden wins this election, I hope there's no crazy transition between Donald Trump and Joe Biden where Trump doesn't want to leave office. When you think about it, December. He has a couple weeks before, you know, Joe Biden is sworn in. So it's no telling what he'll do and what Donald Trump will say, because he's so unpredictable, very unpredictable. And so, you know, I just hope people can kind of get over themselves and let's move forward as a nation. Our nation really, really needs to come together. We have a lot of issues. We have COVID-19. We have this racial discrimination and racism and bigotry going on. We have terrorist groups in our country that are making things very difficult for people and making people feel uneasy. We have just so many different things going on right now in America. And I'm going to tell you right now, the world, the outside world looking in at America right now, it's just like that country is just not it. It's just not it right now. Too many things going on. And I understand, you know, you have diversity. That's understood. And people have their opinions and their views. That's understood. But one thing I'm going to say. If Donald Trump is out of office, all those people with all their racial and their hatred that they've been spewing since he's been in office, where are they going to go? That's a question. Where are they going to go? And then on the flip side of that, are they going to crawl back into their rocks? Because I'll be totally honest with you. I'd rather see you for who you are, because then I know where you're coming from. I don't like that where we couldn't see it, you know, because they were suppressing their feelings and their views and they were acting. I believe everybody should have freedom to say what they feel, and they shouldn't be tied down to any particular thing, as long as you're not harming anybody physically. But if you have an expression or you have a view, then you should be able to say it. That's how you feel. Doesn't necessarily mean it's right. If you have an opinion, that's your opinion. Nobody can control your opinion but you. But it's going to be, I'm curious to see what happens with all those people. But this is just a phase. 4-year phase that happened. People got it out their system. Hopefully you've gotten it out of your system and gotten rid of some of the rhetoric and some of the racial and bigotry rhetoric out of your system, and know that some of that stuff just doesn't make sense. You're being indoctrinated by people when it comes down to racism. So we have so many different things going on in our country right now. Hopefully we can just get over COVID. That's first step, because that's life and death situation. COVID doesn't care what color you are. It does not care what color, what ethnic group you come from, what country you come from, what city you live in, what block or what house. It's a virus. It spreads. And so we really, really need to kind of get that together. And let's start using common sense. So I didn't want to stay too long with you all today. I know the election is probably keeping everybody occupied. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for Relationship Thursday. Hopefully we'll have something, some results of the election, more results from the election. And hopefully, you know, you tune in as well. So make sure you subscribe to our show. You can follow our Facebook page, The Jeff Thomas Show. Make sure you go in and you like our show. You can catch all of our podcasts in there. And you know what? You guys have a great day. Just sit back, relax, watch the results, and drink some wine, and just kick back and have a good time. But hey, this is the Jeff Thomas Show. Make sure you catch us tomorrow, same time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You guys have a wonderful day.